Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
I want to welcome you. I want to, of course, give a little review, which is my custom. Not a lot of review, just a little. Last week, I detailed the coming victory of Jesus Christ over the Antichrist, including the contrast of the Antichrist with his lying signs and wonders, you know, involving psychics and spiritistic phenomenon, including UFO phenomenon, etc., versus Jesus Christ's genuine miracles from God. I had planned on starting a series this week entitled Heretics to the Left of Me and Heretics to the Right, detailing those from both sides of the political and fake Christian spectrums. But I think the Lord is leading me to address COVID-related issues and the perilous times to come. I will do the Left-Right series in the near future. Now, so let me just begin by giving you my buzzkill alert here. More pestilences to come. I'm not a scientist and I'm not a prophet, but our Lord Jesus was, and his word is prophetic in nature. And I really base my title tonight, or my topic really, that of "And there will be pestilences," and I base that on Luke chapter 21, verse 11, where Jesus spoke of the signs of his return. And he said in verse 11, "And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines, and pestilences." And of course, pestilences is another word for plagues, or pandemics, etc. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. And so, there you have it. There will be more. There has been in the past. We are presently with COVID, and there will be more and worse pestilences in the future, according to Jesus Christ and his word. And I want to start off with an article. It's from the Paleo Plan website. This is from October 19th of 2020. This says, "A new Brown University study says global outbreaks are increasing drastically. According to a new Brown University study, we may be entering a new age of global outbreaks." And I think that's an interesting choice of a phrase, isn't it? A new age of global outbreaks. Doesn't mean they're new agers. It's just I find it interesting when people like to use that term. Anyway, global outbreaks are increasing drastically, so says the article. The study found over the last century, the number of global germ outbreaks has quadrupled, and it's still increasing as we speak. Catherine Smith, the head researcher of the study, writes, "The number of outbreaks, like the number of emerging germs, appears to be increasing with time in the human population, both in total number and richness." It says here, even NPR, not one of my favorite news outlets, chimed in stating, "The world is now in uncharted territory when it comes to outbreaks. We're facing a whole new era. Over the past century, the number of new germs cropping up each year has nearly quadrupled. The number of outbreaks per year has more than tripled. The reason? The skyrocketing human population is turning planet Earth into one big petri dish. Dense population centers like New York, New Jersey, and China are more and more common, and these are the places where germs can spread quickly. Airplanes, trains, buses, and ships have become so widespread that germs can now jump continents more easily than ever. And despite everything, we still haven't found a good answer. My prediction," he says, "germs will resurge next season, and that may only be the beginning. Who knows what outbreaks await us next year, which means right now, immune health is more important than ever." And I would say at this point, and now a word from our sponsor. And of course, so the Paleo Plan Out site goes on to recommend whatever products they are offering. But I would add my own prediction, and that would be that germophobes will also be spreading like wildfire. But seriously, folks, this site goes on to promote immunity health through natural methods, which I believe is a good idea. My wife and I make sure to take proper levels of vitamin C, D, K, zinc, and elderberry. I've even heard that melatonin might help somewhat with the COVID. But these are natural natural ways to promote immunity against a lot of different things. And so far, praise God, we have been kept clear from the virus, and thankful for that. And now, but you know, in spite of the heaviness of what we're sharing here, there is for the believer in Christ, there's peace in the storm. And let me just get up the my word here again, the Bible, and in Psalm 91, we have several verses really that reference plagues and pestilences. And let me read a little bit to you. And I would also say, of course, you know, for the believer, there's peace in the storm. And unless it's time to go home to paradise, you know, because we're all going to die sooner or later. If you've made your peace with God, then you can be assured that your times are in His hands, which is not to mean that you should be careless in how you perform your business in life, but you can not also run around in a panic because you know the Good Shepherd is watching over you. And so let's just quote from Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes, this is King James, obviously, folks, shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And then I won't read any more except for this last verse. I'm going to make that the last verse. Again, this doesn't mean you don't get sick. It doesn't mean you don't have problems or anything else. But it means for the believer that you have the reassurance that nothing gets by God. Nothing escapes God. Nothing comes to you that He doesn't allow. And He's made great promises there so that you might have peace in your heart, I believe. So I would like now to move to another article I found quite interesting. And this one is called Beyond COVID, New Pestilences Are Breaking Out All Over the Globe by a gentleman by the name of Michael Snyder. This is from February 11th, 2021, this year, in the End of the American Dream. It says, did you hear about the outbreak of the new mystery disease in Tanzania? What about the alarming new outbreak in Congo? New developments in South Africa are making headlines all over the globe as well. Despite all of our advanced technology, humanity remains extremely vulnerable to outbreaks of disease, and many believe that the COVID pandemic is just the beginning. Fearsome new bugs are constantly being cooked up in labs all over the planet, and it is inevitable that there will be more accidents that result in more of these bugs getting released in the future. And, you know, by the way, not just from laboratories cooking up the bugs, you know, I mean, there's been pandemics that took place before people started dealing with biological warfare and everything else throughout the history. And I'll actually be quoting in a little bit some of the major plagues and pestilences that we've seen in the past. But anyway, it says, as we have seen, a single virus can rapidly spread throughout the entire world. And it is just a matter of time before a pandemic comes along that will wipe out tens of millions of people. That may sound alarmist, but as you'll see as we continue and look into the scriptures of some of the terrible things that are coming that God in His grace has warned us in advance so that we might be able to be prepared, at least eternally, if no other way, for what's coming. And I'll get to that later. On in the article, it says, and we are being told that COVID is going to keep mutating in the years ahead. This is a disease that is simply not going to be eradicated. And even the Wall Street Journal is admitting that this virus could be with us for decades. Now, I'm reading this man's comments, of course. I don't know whether it's going to be eradicated or not. This is his opinion. I believe he's got some interesting information, and I believe much factual things that I'm sharing here. But again, these are somewhat his opinions on some of these things, I would be sure. So those that were expecting their lives to get back to normal are going to be deeply disappointed. Thomas Frieden, the former director of the CDC, says that we need to come to the acceptance phase that our lives are not going to be the same. But what Frieden and other experts don't seem to realize is that this COVID pandemic is not a worst-case scenario. Pandemics that are far, far worse are inevitably coming, and they will wipe out tens of millions of people. And this, of course, he's talking about the Great Tribulation that the Bible speaks of. And there will be more than just tens of millions wiped out, according to Scripture. We have now entered an era of deadly pandemics, and society is going to be completely turned upside down as a result. These comments, by the way, are not political. I'm not trying to be political either, as I quote this man. And as I say, they're not my comments. But I would say, in light of other Bible prophecy that's being fulfilled in our day, that these are certainly worth considering. Okay. Now, my next article that I want to share with you is actually called, it's actually from a book by Mark Hitchcock that was written or went to press in 2010. And he is an expert on prophecy. And this is chapter 12 of his book, The Amazing Claims of Bible Prophecy. Okay, the Associated Press headline on April, okay, the title of the chapter is Plagues and Disease Kill Billions. The Associated Press headline on April 27th, 2009 was attention-grabbing. It feels like the apocalypse. The article reported on the outbreak of the swine flu in Mexico, as well as a powerful earthquake that had shaken central Mexico. I won't read that press article. That is 10 years old, but just interesting at 10 years ago, people thinking along these lines. Now, it says many people worldwide seem to share these sentiments. And I would say these things seem to come in waves. As you see, this man is speaking about things that were contemporary in 2010. And now 10 years later, COVID is all over the headlines for the last year or so. Anyway, the article goes on, conditions around the globe do feel strangely ripe for a coming apocalypse. I recently heard someone say that a apocalypse is in the air. One of the chief fears that contributes to this pervasive feeling is the dreaded outbreak of a pandemic plague. We've all seen headlines like confirmation of flu cases raises threat of outbreak. For many months after the first reported cases, the swine flu was the lead story on network and cable news. The world was gripped with fear of a global pandemic. Nations all over the globe found themselves bracing for the worst. Could this outbreak be successfully contained? In his stunning sermon from the Mount of Olives, 2 days before he died on the cross, Jesus highlighted some of the major signs of his coming back to earth to reign. And of course, I quoted Luke chapter 21, verse 11, so I won't re-quote it. But he says, could the feared pandemics that threaten us today be part of this prophecy given almost 2,000 years ago? About 60 years after Jesus' prophecy about end-time plagues, the Apostle John, while exiled to the island of Patmos, peered into the future and saw global pandemics that would kill millions, even billions, in the last days. The fourth horseman of the apocalypse, the rider on the pale horse in Revelation 6:8, will wipe out one-fourth of the world's population by several means, including pestilence, which most likely refers to worldwide plagues that will sweep the globe during the seven-year tribulation period. Revelation, he quotes 7 through 8. When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come. I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beasts of the earth. The word used to describe the fourth horse's color, ashen, pale, translates from the Greek word chloros. We're all familiar with this word. We get our English word chlorine from it. It usually denotes a pale green color. It's used elsewhere in Revelation for the color of grass and vegetation. However, in Revelation 6:8, it is used to describe the color of a decomposing corpse. It goes on, the fourth horse and rider have two unique features that distinguish them from the others. First, the name of the rider is given. We aren't left to wonder about his identity. His name is Death. And second, he is followed after by Hades. In the Greek New Testament, the term Hades appears 10 times. From these uses, we discover that Hades is the part of the underworld or netherworld where the souls of lost people are presently confined while they await the final day of judgment. At that time, they will be cast into Gehenna, or the lake of fire, as their permanent abode for all eternity. Here in Revelation 6, Hades is personified. Hades is following right behind Death. Whether Hades is also riding a horse or is on foot is not stated, but it seems that he is on foot. As Death stampedes across the earth, Hades follows closely behind to swallow up the helpless victims strewn in Death's wake. There are signs today that point toward the coming global plagues that will kill millions or even billions during the end times. The world stage is ripe for the kind of global scourges predicted in the Bible, and I would say that's an understatement. The wild beasts. Okay, the pale rider in Revelation 6:8 will wipe out 1/4 of the world's population. That's over 1 billion people by several means, including worldwide plagues. And this was 10 years ago, so it's probably more than 1 billion people now with the population increases. In recent years, a host of new killer viruses have jumped from the animal world to humans. There have been so many new diseases cropping up lately, it's difficult to keep up with them all. There's Ebola, West Nile virus, Lyme disease, mad cow disease, SARS, the bird flu, and the swine flu. And of course, we could also include COVID-19 now. According to Newsweek, May 5th, 2003, there have been over 30 new diseases since the mid-70s, which have caused tens of millions of deaths. Now, I want to read something from a prophecy conference of the Friends of Israel. This was back a year ago, Hope Secured in Turbulent Times, Hebrews 6:19. And Jim Showers' presentation was entitled Hope in God's Judgment. In other words, I guess in times of God's judgment. So this was a prophecy conference that was done. And he listed some of the pestilences in human history. I won't list them all. There's a lot of them, of course. But I'll list a few of the really big ones. The Spanish flu. Back in 1918 through 1920, over 50 million people died. The Black Plague, of course, in 1346 through 1343, estimated 135 million. And then in Europe, the Antoine Plague, Justinian Plague in Europe, 25 million. So many more could be listed, of course. These are the bigger tallies. But it will actually, as I say, and there will be pestilences, and they will be worse in the future, actually. Thank God, God is in control, though. Now, I want to give some props to the Friends of Israel. They do at least one prophecy conference per year. They just did one recently entitled The Ultimate Ending, See Your Hope-Filled Future Unfold Through the Book of Revelation. And this is from their newsletter of February 2021 of this year. And I would just have to add, yes, there is hope in God through Christ with and for an eternal perspective, not just, you know, a temporal perspective, because things down here aren't really looking so hot. And in this newsletter, the first line of this newsletter says, the need for teaching Bible prophecy has never been more urgent. And I would give a hearty amen to that. 25 to 30% of the Bible is either fulfilled prophecy or yet to be fulfilled prophecy. So why in the world are people ignoring God's word? Now back to the article, Plagues and Disease Kill Billions. Apocalypse Now. With the recent fast spread of both bird flu and swine flu, researchers have come to fear that the deadly 1918 strain of influenza, the Spanish flu I just spoke of, could make a ferocious comeback. And that year, 20 to 40% of the people in the world were infected with this. It says all it took in 1918 was one gene to turn the Spanish influenza virus into one of the most deadly pandemics in history. Could the world be ripe for another deadly super flu outbreak? Well, I think it certainly could. One key fact that has worried health officials is that world today is more different, much different than it was in 1918. People can now travel the globe with great ease. This means the disease can be transported much more rapidly today than at any other time in history, as the last article I read from mentioned, the Paleo Plan article, I think that was it. Sorry. And decades ago, it was much more difficult to have plague spread around the world and kill millions. With the lack of global travel, diseases were pretty much confined to the geographical areas where they started. Even the Black Plague, or the Death, in Europe, while widespread devastatingly, was more or less limited to Europe. But all that has changed dramatically. Rapid means of world travel provides the perfect opportunity for plagues to spread quickly everywhere. Megacities, jet planes, factory farms, and blood banks are just a few of the modern means for spreading disease. The Spanish influenza in 18 months killed all of those people that we spoke of before, the over 50 million. It spread worldwide was very unusual because world travel was slow and expensive in those days. Its spread was probably enhanced by troops from World War I going back to their home countries. If the same kind of virulent virus were to hit our global village today with its crowded mobile population, it would be dispersed worldwide in no time. Pretty much stating the obvious, right? Now, final comments from this page, or for this article, I guess. Wait a minute. From this page, yes. No one can say for sure that any of the plagues or pandemics we currently see on the horizon are the ones predicted by Jesus or the Apostle John, but it's clear that the world stage is ripe for the kind of global scourge predicted in the Bible for the end times. Drug-resistant flu strains and diseases from animals are mutating faster than researchers can keep up. And globalism, rapid means of travel, and dense urban populations all make it much more easier for disease to spread. What we see today strikingly foreshadows the fulfillment of Jesus' prophecy in Luke 21:11 and John's prophecy in Revelation 6:8. It points forward toward what lies ahead for planet Earth during the dreadful days of the end. The current world climate is just what Jesus predicted for the end times. His coming could be very soon. No setting any dates here, folks, but it could be very soon, the imminent return of the Lord. But I digress. The gospel is good news, and his return is a good thing for those that are ready for him. The next article I want to look at is by Ed Heinzen from the King is Coming website. And from his program, I believe he still has that program. It's, could the coronavirus be setting the stage for the rise of the Antichrist? This is from August 27th, 2020. One of the questions that many Christians are asking is how the coronavirus could be impacting prophecy in the end times. While the virus itself is not a prophetic event, it could be setting the stage for the Antichrist in three main areas. Stronger government regulations, a push for one world government, and a possible move to both a cashless and global economy. First, the coronavirus has created stronger government regulations throughout much of the world, even in most of the democratic nations that tend to be the most free. While some government regulations are necessary, continually increasing power and control in the hands of a few politicians and allowing them to make decisions on when people can leave their houses, which stores are allowed to be open, and even when and if people are allowed to attend religious services. While it is true that many of these regulations may be lessened if the virus lessens, it is also establishing a framework that would allow very few people massive control throughout the world, you know, just a few people with that type of power. Perhaps the Antichrist will one day be able to use the same type of structure to control and regulate the world. Second, many, such as Al Gore, have taken the pandemic as an opportunity to push for a stronger one-world government. When you combine this push for a single power and control with the stronger regulations that have occurred, it becomes very easy to see how someone like the Antichrist could easily gain control of enough power to take control of the major nations of the world. Some have always wondered how the Antichrist could possibly gain so much power and take and make so many changes so quickly during the time of the tribulation. Perhaps this pandemic has shown us a blueprint of how something like this could occur. We would never have dreamed that so much of our daily life could be changed as quickly as it did in March. Finally, the coronavirus has caused and will continue to cause dramatic changes to not only the economy of the United States, but the entire world. Many have already been pushing for a cashless society for years, and the pandemic has even heightened these calls. A recent New York Times article was published entitled, "Our Cash-Free Future is Getting Closer." The pandemic is propelling a shift toward a cashless society in many ways that no single event has. Liz Alderman says cash was already being edged out in many countries as urban consumers paid increasingly with apps and cards for even the smallest purchases. But the virus is accelerating a shift towards a cashless future, raising new calculations for merchants. Why would this be important? For centuries, people have wondered how the Antichrist could use the mark of the beast to control buying and selling of goods, Revelation 13:17. All of the different currencies and cash would make that a very difficult proposition. However, a cashless society makes this much easier, as the government could simply block off someone's account and cards and completely cut off their ability to purchase goods. While it is not definitive that the coronavirus is setting the stage for the Antichrist's rise, these events do offer a blueprint on how this rise to power could occur in the future. Now I'm going to try to rush through the next article, also by Ed Heinzen from December 10th, 2020. Is the coronavirus a plague of the tribulation? Is a vaccine the mark of the beast? Also from the King is Coming site. While the coronavirus has ravaged much of the planet, causing widespread death and disease and crippling economic shutdowns, some have asked the questions, is this a plague of the tribulation? Some have tried to tie it to the third and fourth horsemen of the apocalypse. While the pandemic certainly has had horrific effects, it is not unique to this generation. And I've, of course, given you some of the plagues of the past. While it is common to reference plagues as proof of prophetic fulfillment in present times, the truth is pandemics have been occurring throughout the course of human history. None can deny the devastation of the plagues and pandemics throughout history. However, they pale in comparison to those of the tribulation period. No plague throughout history has any comparison to the type of magnitude of devastation that will occur in the future. The tribulation plagues will be somewhat similar to the plagues that God rained down on Egypt during the Exodus event, but with a much stronger impact and a global emphasis instead of a limited national focus. Nevertheless, some might wonder if the mark of the beast will arise from a coronavirus vaccine. Several reasons can be given as to why a coronavirus vaccine is not the mark of the beast. First, the Antichrist is not on the scene. The mark of the beast is a demonstration of allegiance to the Antichrist. However, the Antichrist will not be revealed until the rapture of the church. Thus, the vaccine cannot be a mark of allegiance to a figure who is not yet to be revealed, and church-age believers do not have to worry about taking the mark of the beast. Second, receiving the mark of the beast during the tribulation period will be the deliberate rejection of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and cannot be received accidentally, Revelation 13:12. It's a seal that ultimately aligns the person with the worship of the Antichrist and Satan himself. God would not allow someone to align themselves with Satan in some type of accidental occurrence. The coronavirus, in closing, while significant in our time, is but a glimpse of the type of world devastation that will occur in the tribulation period. While we as Christians can take comfort in knowing that we will not have to endure this type of devastation, it should also motivate us to witness to others so that they too can avoid this time of tribulation if Christ chooses to return soon. I'm out of time. God bless you all.